Have you been injured at work and need help getting the benefits you deserve? Call me, attorney Steve Marte, at 312-312-HURT for a free consultation. That's 312-312-HURT. I will personally handle your claim from start to finish. Call me, Steve Marte, today.
All right, Jay Cutler in studio with us. He's in town for the Big American Cornhole League Pro-Am. I got that right, in Bedford Park this weekend. Turn his...
Why do we keep turning my mic off?
See, I just said during the break that Tyler is this unbelievable fast riser.
Up-and-comer.
Great producer. Awesome on the air. Then he didn't turn your mic.
Yeah, then we come back and my mic's dead. Talking to myself.
You've already been recruiting him to be your producer of your new show.
I think I made him nervous and he forgot his job over there.
Listen, I'm doing like three jobs back here, all right?
Okay. Here we go.
What is the headline currently? Then I want to ask Jay some questions. This will be the last segment he's joining us. You can watch it on Twitch. We still have a great crowd in there. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. And obviously the NBA, have we gotten a Zach LaVine deal yet?
No, but a couple other players have signed some big deals, most of them extensions, so or redoing their deals. So Bradley Beal got a 5-year $251 with the Wizards.
So he's staying put.
Isn't
that incredible?
We've got Nikola Jokic with a 5-year $264 Supermax.
That was some hope for Bulls fans, the connection with him and AK, and that he wanted the population, like, from where he's from, there's a big population here in Chicago. Where's he from? Is he from Serbia?
Yeah.
And like, there's a big community here, but no, that's
really, really reaching there on that one.
That's how we are. We're thirsty. We're trying to.
That was the Giannis tie too, right? He loved the Greek town down here.
Right. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hoping.
What a reach.
Devin Booker signed a 4-year $214 million Supermax.
Oh my gosh.
And then a couple of the Bulls targets have signed elsewhere. Isaiah Hartenstein has signed with the Knicks, and PJ Tucker has signed a 3-year deal with the Sixers.
And that was the report, that he was going to go to the Sixers, and that's why Harden opted out to rework his deal. But there was some hope about PJ Tucker earlier today when someone said the Bulls were interested, but that's no more.
He's got a great radio voice.
He's good. I mean, I'm telling you. He won't be the Waddle and Sylvie producer much longer.
Okay.
I mean, they try to kick me out every day, Jay. They try to kick me out of this building.
He's going to be my co-host.
He did White Sox baseball play-by-play for an inning a few weeks ago.
You gotta start thinking of the name of our show.
It's the Cutler Show. It's the Jay Cutler Show.
It can't be that. It's got to be more. We got to do more. Something different.
Short, but a little more creative.
Yeah. I mean, we got a blank check. Like, we can probably just pay somebody to go over the name.
Yeah. He and Cuddy said to me, is Danny serious about this? I go, are you kidding me? Danny would do what Danny Zetterman, our director of content, would do for you.
Tell him to call me.
I don't even think it's safe to say on the air. I think this would have to be an uncensored podcast. But now remember, when you do a radio show, this isn't your podcast.
Yeah.
You've got there. While there are less rules than when we were owned by Disney, there are still rules here.
No, 100%. I'm fine with rules. I don't have to cuss. I don't have to do. They let you drink beer, so I mean, can't be that many rules. But I do like the idea, because podcasts, it's not topical or maybe not relevant. So radio is a little bit more relevant and topical of like what's happening in the world now. Which I like. I mean, I'd be a fan of doing something like that.
What about, would you want a solo show, or what if, as Big Cat's already a part of the station, what if it was Cuddy and Big Cat for an hour? Like, once a week.
I mean,
would you be in for that?
We'd put you guys out of business. You might not have a show.
Well, and look, if it's better for the radio station, I'll go to a different day part. If your 1 hour show turns into four.
If Big Cat wants to do a show, I'm a 1,000,000% in. We'd kill it. 100%.
Okay, good.
I'm all in. And if Big Cat doesn't want to do a show, what's up?
You do a solo show.
Yeah, I do a solo show.
Who else would you pick as a co-host? Wild would be your number two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you literally just brought a check out. So I got to think through this one.
The world is your oyster.
But I definitely want to do it.
This
is not a radio bit. I definitely want to do it.
What would you do? Would you zoom from Nashville? Would you come into town once a week?
I can come in town. I can do whatever. But a lot of it would probably be we get a studio set up. We already have a studio, so I mean, it's easy. I'd come in sometimes. It's easy.
Here's my question that I have.
Logistics is not the issue.
You love talking about UFOs. It must be the chair. Waddle loves it, too. I love it, too.
Sure.
I do believe that there are... I think there are aliens among us that we may not even know.
Cruising streets of Chicago.
We don't know what form they're in.
True.
We don't know what an alien looks like. We have this science fiction picture of what an alien could look like. If I would tell you today, right now, you could either find out what's out there... all the answers to all of your alien questions and planet life questions, like life on other planets, or you could find out exactly what happens after you die. What would you rather know?
Wow, what a great question. Such a good question. Well done. Well done. You know what? I'm going to go with after I die.
Me too.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
It's like... That's the biggest unsolved. Who cares about the aliens now? Like, if you tell us we're out like a light bulb,
yeah,
and then nothing else happens,
yeah,
then you're really depressed. And you're
there's a couple books out there. Like, there's a couple quantum physics books that I've read. Like, I mean, there's some of the smartest people in the world that literally they can't figure it out.
Nobody knows.
And there's some numbers out there that for the Big Bang Theory to have happened and these quantum physics, it's so minuscule of these numbers for them to come together. There has to be a higher power. Maybe there is. Maybe
for all this to have happened.
For us to be cruising the streets of Chicago.
So do you believe then if there is other things?
Sure.
That wherever we go or whatever we turn into, that our minds then are wiped clean, and maybe we're already there now and we just don't know it.
I mean, maybe there's a parallel universe somewhere that we're just doing this exact same thing and we're just kind of...
And it just repeats?
Or maybe we come back as different humans. I mean, it's a question. I don't know. I think as you get older, you start figuring these things out, and there's people that are believers in God and Jesus and all that stuff.
Right now, taking away the religious aspect of
I don't know. But back to your question, I definitely would go with what happens after death. And as much as you believe, and as much as this is going to piss some people off, but you just don't know. You're not 100% sure. I mean, there's people that claim to be 100% certain, but you don't know.
And you definitely
could be wrong.
Because I want it to be right where everyone says, I had a near-death experience. And everyone's had the same near-death experience where they're traveling fast and they see this light. But maybe that's just what your brain does before it completely goes out. Do you know what I mean? Who knows if you're going somewhere and that your brain is about to go. I don't want to get so deep, but this is what I think about this all the time.
I've read this guy. There's this guy. I think he's down in Florida, but he put you under hypnosis, and he started. He met with this chick and put her under hypnosis, and then he started down this huge path of reincarnation, and all these clients started talking about these past lives they've had. And then they went into this, there's these masters in the universe. I mean, it's a whole... I'll send you the book names when I get back home.
Yeah, I want to see this.
So
what do you believe? Taking religion out of it. What do you truly believe?
Take religion out of it. There's something bigger than us.
And that we're going somewhere, we're repeating something.
Something is happening. This isn't just... I mean, I know there's people out there that say, hey, You die, you go on the ground, the worms eat you, whatever. I don't believe that. I think let's take religion off the table because that gets sensitive with people. I'm going to say that there's something bigger.
Yeah. And then I was going to ask you, too, about the reality show update.
Yeah.
You told us before that there could be a reality show. Is that still in the works?
James? He's
Holy
out
shit.
There. We're trying.
James from LA.
James from LA. We're trying to figure it out. Range Media, if you're listening, let's do this. I mean, Outsider, which I mean, you wear the hat, which I appreciate.
It's good gear.
Thank you. We just did a big thing with NASCAR and had a concert in town in Nashville. Flawless, 3,000 people. It was a lot of fun. We're working on a beer. We're working on cigars. Cigars are coming. Coolers coming. More apparel. So like we're doing this lifestyle brand, and we've got some heavy hitters in Nashville. So it's been fun. So I'm open to doing a show. I think there's a lot of shows out there, but we'll see. I feel like I do enough stuff, and the group around us do enough fun stuff that it might be entertaining.
Do you watch reality shows at all?
I don't watch
the Bravo stuff. Like my wife watches all that, and I hate it.
Yeah, like I never watched like Bachelor. I never watched any of it. Like we were just talking about the Love Is Blind thing. I don't watch any of it.
Yeah, we always thought that you would be perfect on The Bachelor. Like that would get ratings.
Probably.
I can imagine how blunt you would be too.
Oh God! No, you know what? I'd be maybe on camera, maybe off the camera, like not. I mean, I wouldn't be blunt to the girls. Like I wouldn't do that. Like
you would filter yourself a little bit more
with the girls.
Yeah, or like on camera.
No, like if I was doing an interview, like hey, like this, it's just not working. But I mean, with like in front of the girls, like I respect women. Like I'm not going to be that guy.
Good, good.
I'm not going to just. Can you say SHI?
No.
Can't say that.
Yeah. And Waddle once spelled it, too. And like he's like, and I'm like, what? You can't spell it either. I'm glad you stopped at the H. Yes.
I stopped.
That was a good move.
I wouldn't be blatantly rude to the girls on the show. I think that's just, it's unbecoming.
Some caller called in and said, splicing it with Cutler.
What's that mean?
I don't like that.
Does anyone?
What about spinning it with Cutler?
They just couldn't spell it.
Spinning
right?
it? Not bad. He wants to spin it.
This is the title.
Yeah, for your show.
Oh, okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what splicing means.
That's an old school editing radio term.
Oh, yeah, like you splice it.
I mean,
I appreciate the effort, but let's keep trying.
If you want to tweet us, I'll send some of the ones to him a little bit later. All right, 4th of July coming up.
Yep.
Power ranking of where 4th of July is on your favorite holidays.
High. Like high. Probably 2.
Behind Christmas.
Yes. Christmas is 1. I mean, it's like Michael Jordan. You can't topple it.
That's the GOAT.
It's the GOAT. So I don't care. I mean, now that I have kids, it's even cooler.
And you grew up in Santa Claus.
In Indiana, yes. So, but I mean, Christmas is my jam. Love Christmas. 4th of July, love fireworks. I just put on a show last night for the kids.
You were blowing out fireworks as a kid, weren't you?
No.
Really?
No.
Your dad, like, as a cop was, like,
parents,
no?
Oh, yeah, parents were strict. And, like, I don't remember fireworks being that big as they are now. Maybe.
Really? They were.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I mean, we grew up kind of in this community, and people had them, but, like, I don't remember. And we didn't have a ton of money, so, like, we weren't just buying thousands of dollars in fireworks like I do like an idiot. So
when we were kids, we used to have like the catalogs would be going around school, and like some of the kids would buy Roman candles, nothing like too big, but
uh-oh,
stuff like that.
Big cat text.
Hold on here.
You're on it too. He said, let's sign the papers.
Someone must have texted him. So Big Cat has weighed in and so said he would do a show.
We need 2 checks.
Okay, so look, I'm good going on at 9? Can we go on at 9? after Cap?
The blank check. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Or is that? No. He's going at 2 now. Where are we? Where's Waddle and Sylvie?
You're
going
to have to weasel your way back into the rotation.
That's what I mean. Like, where are we on it?
24 years, and you're back at the beginning.
Yeah, you might be 8 to 10.
Who's the guy who hosts every day at 9 on the station these days? What's his name?
Someone better tell Waddle. He's
at 9.
He has no idea. He
9 a.m.
got screwed over on this.
Cap?
Team. No.
You mean 10 a.m.?
7 Green? To 10, yeah. Who's on after Cap?
Greeny?
No. Who's the guy now?
Chris Carlin?
Is that? Yeah. Can we bump Carlin? Isn't it the Carlin show every day at 10?
You're looking at the wrong person. I call him zero shots here.
So Big Cat says he's in. I don't know if he... Look, I'd be all for this. Zetterman, you hear this? There's a Big Cat Cutler show. But you guys couldn't handle the daily grind of 4 hours.
Get out of here.
4 hours and you got to talk about Justin Fields.
Get out of here.
You just can't do UFO talk all the time.
You guys literally talk about me every other day.
We do.
10 years.
Do you know Mike Tirico stopped coming on with us because we would always ask him about you? He says, I'm not answering. He used to do a weekly. I am not answering any more Jay Cutler questions. So now we just ask him about Fields all the time. You couldn't handle calls all day saying, hey, Jay, I want to get your opinion. There's never been a good quarterback out of Ohio State. There's no way Fields is ever going to make it. I'll hang up and I'll listen.
You might be right, bud. You might be right.
About the
think you might have nailed it.
About the Ohio State
about
point.
About the Ohio State. Not you. You're wrong. Me and Big Cat would nail this game.
You would nail. How would you respond to that?
I just said it.
You would say you might be right.
Yeah.
You believe in the Ohio State quarterback thing, or you're just giving a standard answer of you might be right.
Name one.
Well, wait a minute. They have not run an offense. They have not run an offense. It's like the Duke basketball player.
This is the easiest job I might
Where
ever
is
have.
Quarterback you then? Vanderbilt?
Oh my gosh.
Where's quarterback you?
He's getting so sensitive cuz he's losing his gig.
See, I'm just telling you, during bear season, I think you would blow up.
Absolutely. I don't play anymore. Like, I have no skin in the game. I could care less. I'm going to say what I got to say. Big Cat's definitely going to say what he's got to say.
Yeah.
Good, bad, ugly, could care less.
Would you be a guy on a daily show who would be rooting for the Bears?
100%.
Okay, so you would want the Bears to win.
Yes, absolutely.
You would have a Victory Monday celebration on Victory Monday.
Of course.
Yeah?
Yes. Love the Bears. Love Chicago. Be all in. Hope they win.
Who would be your insiders? Or do you not need insiders because you're your own insider?
We're just going to watch the game.
But, like, you wouldn't bring well, – like, I mean, we brought yeah, in you. Yeah. Who would
who's
you want
to? Who's the difference? Here's the difference. Like, I actually know about football, so when I watch the game, I know what's happening.
Yeah.
Where you're just, like –
What are they running, though?
You're just watching things just like, oh, he looks fast. They're running around. He didn't catch the ball. Why didn't he throw it?
I knew enough that Devin Hester wasn't a number one wide receiver.
Don't say that. He'll come after you.
And you know what? We were reminiscing, too, about this. You never one time. Not one time ever publicly threw him under the bus.
Devin, I've said it to this day, and every time anyone asks me about it, like, Devin was one of the best route runners I've ever seen in my entire life. Incredible. I think if he was in today's game and they would be like, hey, here's your package. We're going to put you at running back. We're going to put you at receiver. We're going to put you at the slot. These are your plays, and we're going to try to find a way to either use you as a decoy or get you the ball as many times. We're going to try to get you 8 touches a game.
Kind of like a Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Or like what Tariq Cohen used to be with the Bears.
Yes.
Like,
we're moving you all over the place, and you're a decoy or get you the ball. And these are your 25 plays, and you know whenever you come in the game, we want you to touch it. He would have been deadly. Deadly, deadly, deadly.
But again, just like
but
many,
like to put him out there at Z and be like, hey, you know, you're out there all the time. Like he just wasn't programmed that way, and that's nothing on him. I mean, it wasn't because he wasn't smart enough or didn't know the offense. It's just like that wasn't him. Like he was a returner, and for however many years before I got there, like he wouldn't even do offense, and he was a DB also.
Right.
So
misused. Like how many offensive geniuses did you have? Like,
yeah. So to say, hey, like we're just going to put you out there at Z and now you're a full-time receiver. It was asinine. Can you say that?
Yeah, of course.
That's a good
just,
word.
You can't say the seven. I think they're the seven words, gotcha. You know, F,
yeah.
S-H.
Yeah. I don't think you can spell them either.
You cannot. You learn that well. Yeah.
So, I mean, he was incredible talent. He was just misused, which is a shame because he was deadly out there.
All right. So what we've learned today with you in studio is there's a blank check waiting for you. Yep. This could be Tom Brady type money to do a deal with ESPN 1000. We've also learned that Big Cat is in to co-host the show.
I'm actually in 100% in. I don't know if Big Cat's just playing this card. I'm going to text him when I get out of here, but I'm doing it. With or without him, hopefully with him, but we'll see what happens.
And you're going to drive the show and everything like that, you know? Welcome back to ESPN 1000, 312-332-3776.
I mean, can you let me do my own show? I mean, I've done a podcast. I mean, it can't be that much different.
Yeah.
I mean,
you wait.
At least, I mean, at least get to talk about things that are actually happening. Like, I've been doing a podcast, and like, you burn up your questions in 5 minutes. It's like, oh boy. We got a long way to go here.
But you listen to the answers. Like, you accused me of not listening, but you listen to somebody's answers.
But then you got these guys just feeding you information.
No one's like, feeding me anything. The NBA stuff they were giving me.
Why did you get so hostile with me? Are you guys seeing this? Is this real life?
This is just Jay.
Oh my goodness.
But this is my normal speed here.
We had such a great time all afternoon. And in the last 10 minutes, it's like, so hostile.
You're
like
wants
to fight me. I don't understand this.
It's back on the Cutler show.
I thought we were going to be like,
we are buddies. We're buddies.
We're coworkers.
Now, just respond to us when we text
I mean, I just spent 2 hours with you.
When we text you and we say, you up? You say yes.
Oh my gosh. Like my mom.
Hey, we love you. We appreciate you.
It was fun.
We love the friendship. Thank you for coming in. Oh, thank you to talking to all of us. And we look forward to the brand new, reshaped Jay Cutler show, whatever it's going to be called.
Absolutely.
There's Jay Cutler. We'll get you updated on the NBA next.
Miss a show? All your faves ready and waiting on the ESPN Chicago app.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
We spent probably a little over 2 hours with Jay Cutler. Are they loud or is it low? You reacted weird
loud.
There.
But then I remembered that he had, you know, the earpiece in when he was playing football and constantly yelling and stuff like that. Listen, people got to take care of their ears.
Headphone volume very loud, huh?
Yeah. Well, I also use earbuds, so they, they're always louder.
Be real. There's no one that's going to have worse hearing than Carmen.
Carmen's the worst.
Carmen's the worst, and I'm second worst.
But that was great. You and Cutler. That's awesome.
He's so much fun. And in like, I think most people who listen to this radio station and who have listened to Waddle and Sylvie over the years know how good of a personality he is when you get to know him. And the way he just talked to the caller, I don't know if you heard the caller who he's competing with in Cornhole.
Yeah.
And they just went back and forth. That was really good.
So is he getting offended by calling it bags?
Yeah, it's Cornhole.
No.
Yeah, but it's Cornhole,
You know you can gamble on it.
It's on ESPN2.
I know.
The event in Bedford Park.
Sure.
They have odds.
It's incredible. So, is Jay listed?
I got to look and see if Jay's listed. Does he have a team? Is it just him?
No, it's a team. So, it's a pro-am.
Okay.
So, it's they each play, like the famous person plays with a pro. And the way the guy who called in explained it was the pros will cancel each other out, and then it will be whoever has the best pro.
Is it the American Cornhole League?
Yes, the ACL.
Yeah, the ACL. Well, hopefully he doesn't tear one. I don't see Jay Cutler on here, but who's the pro he's playing with? Oh, wait, hold on. Pro doubles. Here we go.
He mentioned it.
Let's see.
Dave Sutton was the guy who called in. That was the guy who called in, and then he was giving a scouting report.
I see Dave Sutton. Dave Sutton and Jeremy Frazier.
Right.
Yeah, they're on here.
So, yeah, it's ESPN2 this weekend. Is it Friday or is it Saturday, Tyler? I forgot what he said. He's right. I don't
think
listen.
It's Saturday.
But he
because he said Zach's coming in town tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. He doesn't get offended about anything, though. Like, even when he says, you know, when he plays it. He goofs around.
Well, congrats to Tyler, too. The new show sounds great.
Yeah.
I like the way that sounds. I think that'll be good.
Very good.
The quarterback and the hockey.
Right. So what do we, what do we have? What's the latest here with Kevin Durant and the rumors out there about potential trades?
Well, it's right now, nothing's really changed except for Phoenix and Miami. But on TV, on this broke Windhorst. This clip is now going around. This broke Windhorst.
Is this the one on my screen, the 109?
No, that's is that Windhorst or is that Shams?
No, that was from way earlier today. Okay. We already played that.
So at one point, you see the picture going around of Windhorst, and his hands are up, and he's looking down.
He had to take a moment
speaking. Because the Lakers have a package ready to acquire both Durant and Kyrie. And that's exactly how he said it. And he was just like, the Lakers have a package.
Yeah.
That would allow them to acquire both Kyrie and Kevin Durant. And he was just broken. He was a broken man at that point.
So what's the package? It's AD and Westbrook?
He didn't get into details, but
said that the executives think that there is something on the table where LA could try and get both guys. But you asked the question, like, what's the latest? You know, there is not new news when it comes to Durant at this point. The two teams that are out there, Phoenix and Miami, we were watching all the different shows upstairs while listening to you and Cutler down here. And on ESPN, like, Bobby Marks laid it out. Miami and Phoenix don't really have good packages to offer Brooklyn. So if Brooklyn's going to get this trade done for Kevin Durant, Miami has almost nothing that would be worthy of swapping because they can't trade Bam Adebayo to Brooklyn because Brooklyn has a player on his rookie extension in Ben Simmons. So you can't have two of those players on your team at once.
So Bam basically is not gettable for Brooklyn.
Yeah, right. So Miami can't trade Bam to Brooklyn, which that's probably the player the Nets would want, right?
But
they have Simmons, though, so they can't acquire Bam Adebayo. And then Phoenix, they were all saying on SportsCenter that making a deal with Ayton, a sign and trade with Ayton, that's not enough for Kevin Durant. Like, the name you have to get is Devin Booker. And the Suns aren't going to part with Devin Booker if they're acquiring Durant because they want to pair the two of them.
Right, so, and they just signed him today, right?
So even though Durant is saying those are the two teams that he wants to play for, every expert on ESPN is suggesting that those two teams are unrealistic, so it's wide open.
This is interesting, too. Shams was on. So this is from where? Stadium? Is that where it's from?
This is from Stadium.
The moment all the drafts were unloaded 36 minutes ago and all the different signings were made official, Shams was on the Stadium's live stream, and he said what you're about to play.
This is interesting for Bulls fans because in the last week or two, the way the narrative has spun is that Zach is not gettable for other teams. But Shams said this.
Starting off with Zach LaVine, he's going to speak with the Bulls tonight, and they're going to make an offer, and those sides will talk in the lead up to free agency later tonight, tomorrow. I do not expect Zach LaVine's decision to be a night one decision. He's going to take some time to deliberate. He's going to have max offer sheets potentially in the marketplace as well.
So what's he? What is he deciding? Interesting.
Before that, I mean, you have to put this out there too. Shams is doing that show from the Advocate
Center. Yeah, like, remember, like, Shams is sitting in the same building that the Bulls work out of. They're connected. They're both connected to the United Center. Stadium is right there. And this is what Shams is saying. So, I mean, I would say, like, for Bulls fans, the Durant news happened earlier today. Is that why this isn't a done deal already?
It's interesting. Right. Does he want to play with Durant? Like, didn't you bring up in the break, could he want to play with Durant wherever Durant goes?
Sure. Mm-hmm. And is there a dark horse team that has a lot of cap space that perhaps could go out and make a deal for Durant and then start spending? Bradley Beal opted out. He's already signed his contract with the Wizards.
Right,
So like the best available player, would be
Jokic to re-opt a year
Jokic,
early.
Mm-hmm. James Harden hasn't yet, but he's likely to. So, like, Harden's out there. But he seems committed to the 76ers. But if you're a Bulls fan, the other thing that I would say is you can go down the list. Almost every single name that has been rumored of interest of the Chicago Bulls leading into today has already signed somewhere else. Hartenstein has signed with the Knicks. Mo Bamba back with the Magic. Joe Ingles with the Bucks.
Maybe the Bulls are trying to fry a bigger fish.
Only one that's still out there is Danilo Gallinari, and that doesn't really do
anything. I'm talking about KD.
No, I know, but like
that's maybe they're putting all their effort into that.
Boy, if that falls flat, though, you're not adding any depth right now. And I know that there's limited resources and limited space that you can go out and spend, but every single name that has been rumored, there are names coming off the board very quickly here.
Yeah, like it usually happens, yeah.
Right, and right now there is nothing for the Bulls at the moment.
It will be interesting to see where the Zach LaVine, and now all of a sudden, now Zach's taking his time. What's going on here? Everyone kept saying it's like a done deal. So we'll see what's happening with KD. It's crazy.
Like, there's no negotiating, right? It's one number. Like the Bulls, they're like,
210 or 215, whatever.
This is the most money we can give you. Take it or leave it. Right. And so that's the only thing he can be debating.
And he's known that for a while.
Yeah.
So now what are they thinking about? That's why it's interesting all of a sudden that Shams is saying he's going to take time to think about it. All right, more coming up with Black and Abdallah in the NBA next. The 5 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by my guys at the Sanctuary Golf Course, home of the $39 Wednesday special, and that includes golf and a cart. For tee times, go to golfsanctuary.com.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
All right, we're wondering what the Bulls are up to. We've got a report here. Tyler uncovered. Jake Fisher is the one reporting this, Tyler?
Yeah, yes. Jake Fisher. And Jake Fisher has been very good this offseason from Bleacher Report. Tyler, do you want to read it?
Sure. So it sounds like Danilo Gallinari will be deciding between Chicago and Boston for his next team. The Bulls have much of the mid-level exception to offer, about $8 million AAV, a hair more than the Celtics, but Boston appears to be Gallo's preferred landing spot.
So Gallinari, remember, was on Atlanta. He was traded in the DeJounte Murray deal where the Spurs then released him. There was a buyout. And Gallinari's 33, and he, you know, he's a shooter and spacer. A guy who could score. Yeah, his numbers have gone down as far as points because he's gotten older. Yeah. But still, he's something the Bulls don't have as far as a guy who can hit the open shot.
Yeah, no doubt. And he would be good to play off of DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine if Zach's in the fold.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We're 48 minutes in. Something that we thought here in the city was a done deal is no longer just a open and closed case, right? Shams Charania, right at 5 o'clock, said on the stadium live cast that Zach's going to take some time with this. And so I wonder if Bulls fans are worried now. And also, if your big addition is Danilo Gallinari, are you actually improving a heck of a whole lot here in the Eastern Conference when other teams are adding? Philly has already added PJ Tucker. You have teams like Milwaukee loading up. Joe Ingles back in the fold. Bobby Portis back in the fold. The Knicks making moves. So there's a lot of movement in the Eastern Conference. And right now, as of what we see, there is nothing for the Chicago Bulls.
The one thing, though, Chris, they do need is a guy who can make open shots. Like how many times in the Bucks series, as we always saw, Milwaukee loves to keep a guy. Like the way they defend, there is going to be the open three. The problem is the Bulls didn't have anyone to hit the open threes. The Celtics were able to hit the open threes. And at least Gallinari is a guy who is, and I think there's an AK connection here with his days in Denver, right? When he was in the, wasn't he in the original trade for, Carmelo?
I believe so, yeah.
When he went from the Knicks to Denver, and he spent many years in Denver.
Because I remember being at a Knicks game. The only time I've gone to Madison Square Garden, this little kid had a Gallinari jersey and wanted him to see him play so bad. I was like, no, kid, that's not the answer.
So there was a follow-up, too, to Fisher, and this is from Eric Pincus from Bleacher Report. He says, this is a reply to Fisher. It says, right, but don't discount his relationships with the people in Chicago as well.
Yeah.
His former coach and a former Denver executive from years ago. Definitely both teams have a shot at Danilo.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, that's the name. Bulls fans, light it up for the next 2 hours. Gallinari phone calls here with Black and Abdallah, 312-332-3776.
He averaged about 11 points per game last year for Atlanta. And obviously has averaged more throughout his career, but he's getting older now.
Shoots 38% from three. He's a great free throw shooter, so that's nice. 90%, and he's 43 from the field. Yeah, I mean, if you add him into an offense that has DeRozan, Zach, Vooch, okay, yeah, that adds, but are you even sniffing the top five in the East?
Not anymore.
You know, if they don't make a big deal where a big trade comes in, I think we're all in agreement here that they're not in the class of the top three or four teams in the East, and that they could be caught by the teams who are getting better in the East. But they are like middle of the pack Eastern Conference playoff team right now.
Everyone around them is getting better. Everyone.
There is one positive today. Yeah. Is that you can cross the Nets off the board, right?
That's fair. Okay.
So,
but you're now adding the Hawks from yesterday, their moves. See what the Knicks end up doing here. I mean, if depending on where Durant ends up, if the Heat just get better.
Right.
If it's the Heat. I mean, what's stopping the 76ers to be like, hey, James Harden, you opted out. Sorry. Bye. We can add Durant.
Could they do that? His guy, Daryl Morey, would say, hey, like, just opt out for us. You
remember
know,
when you opted out
room.
To add a better player? We're adding Durant.
That would be 30 for 30.
Yeah.
On the Durant and Harden thing, if they would do that to Harden.
Yeah. Sylvie, we don't get many. Obviously, you talked to a great for about 2 hours today here with Jesse in studio.
You're calling Jesse a great? An all-time great?
The Black and Abdallah program get to talk to
Can
a greatest of all
buddy?
Time. We've never interviewed Tom Brady. We've never interviewed Michael Jordan. We've never interviewed Wayne Gretzky. But tonight we will talk to Joey Chestnut.
How about that?
Oh, very good. He Joey is the Chestnut. GOAT. And it's he may be in the Wayne Gretzky category of most dominant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like the Gretzky numbers that they always talk about are the most. He may not be the greatest athlete of all time, but he's the most dominant. And what Chestnut has been able to do, doesn't he beat everyone by like 30 hot dogs
now?
Well,
not only that, he holds like 45 different records in different foods. It's not just the hot dogs.
Really?
Oh,
like
yeah.
He
everything.
Competes.
Number
two. What's
he competes. Well,
tacos?
He competes. Let's see what I got a whole
he's
list
got
here.
A whole list of things.
Hard boiled eggs, glazed donuts.
That is so gross.
Pulled pork sandwiches, Taco Bell, soft shelled beef tacos, chicken wings, crystal hamburgers, shrimp wontons, chicken wings, Big Macs, tamales. He brain tacos was one of them. Croquetas, pepperoni rolls, sausage and cheese, kolaches. I don't know how to say that. Pierogies, Hostess donuts,
ooh.
Ice cream sandwiches, which I can imagine would be tough to eat. Imagine eating 25 and a half ice cream sandwiches in 6 minutes with the brain
freeze.
How
many hard-boiled eggs did he put down?
He ate 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes.
I know what my stomach does after two hard-boiled eggs.
I
mean, it smells like a porta potty in August at a street fair.
Roll the windows down after that one, right?
140 hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, so he had 121 Twinkies in 6 minutes. And how about this? 413 chicken wings in 12 hours. He had 12 hours to eat all
nuts.
The chicken wings he could.
Were you just sitting at a Hooters or
just
BW
eating wings? Yeah.
Look for us to talk to Joey Chestnut at around 7:35 tonight.
That's good.
Another guy's off the list as Patty Mills has agreed to sign with the Brooklyn Nets on a 2-year, $14.5 million
deal. That was Jesse's guy. Jesse came in today with Patty Mills.
I think Jesse was listening to Black and Abdallah.
Oh,
I'll give him that. Baseball reporter. He's confused. We got it. It's cool.
All right. I can't wait to listen on the way home, guys, with all the breaking news. You're the guys to be with, of course, with all that.
If you want sad Bulls calls, you know, Gallinari's maybe going to sign with us.
Gallinari
watch. I'm not really you about Gallinari. You know, like, there's a guy
comparatively to the rest of the league.
I just want more.
What
I just
doing?
Want more.
Well, of course, I want to, now add me a big... Yes.
I want 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes, Sylvie.
No,
that's what I want.
No, that's I'm with you. Thank you to Jay Cutler today. That was awesome. And Jesse Rogers as well. Tyler, great work. Randy Merkin helped out. And Justin, thank you. We've got Black and Abdallah coming up next. Have a great night. It's ESPN 1000.